It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. Whatever your belief, as we head into Christmas and the New Year, what better gift could there be than the gift of building an even healthier relationship with yourself? Stay with me this week as we consider writing or rewriting our own manual for living well. A wise friend once said to me, "Liberation is the day you give yourself back to yourself." As I let that sink in, at least two beautiful questions arise. The first is, who or what is running my life right now? The second is, if the one running my life is me, how do I best live? Over the last couple of years, I've reflected on these two questions many times. Each time I do, I become a little more grounded and a little more focused. And as a bonus, my inner landscape becomes more expansive. The past few months have provided an ideal time for such reflection. I confess that when social distancing began, I felt irritated that I wasn't free to come and go as casually as I had been. Having lunch in restaurants and spending hours writing in coffee shops had become a regular part of my experience. In fact, many of these podcasts originated in one coffee shop or another and were then finalized and recorded here at Heart Rock. As I started spending untold hours with myself, I came to understand what people meant when they said they felt the walls closing in on them. It was evident that if I was going to make the best of what is, and was going to prosper in the process, it was time to revise and rewrite the way I'd been living. It wouldn't be possible to play the new game by the old rules. The world had changed, and I needed to change with it. By the way, if you want some great references for how to have a healthier relationship with yourself, get out your official human being owner and operator manual and check the table of contents or the alphabetical index in the back. Can't find it? Never had one? Of course you didn't. There isn't one. I laugh when I think of the paradox of it. With the press of a button, a lighted display on my electronic piano shows me every possible function and how to activate each of them. When I bought my car, I found a thorough operator's manual in the glove box. The digital camera I use came with a book of illustrated instructions, as well as online links for further guidance. And just a few years ago, I bought a small one-piece kitchen device made of plastic for 99 cents that came with a little folded booklet of instructions in several languages, including Spanish, French, Japanese, and Chinese. Seriously? And think of all the things that come with an 800 number so we can call customer service 24 hours a day. How convenient is that? Yet when it comes to the profoundly complex matter of being human, we arrive with no manual, no map, no GPS, no guidebook, no set of instructions, and no customer service number. And there's not even a brief startup guide. Nothing. But not to worry. As the only person with the knowledge, the wisdom, and the authority to write it, you're perfectly free to create your own individualized manual, including instructions for personal liberation and ways of adding years of enjoyment to your experience. Regardless of the product, most operating manuals begin with the basics: model designation, function and purpose, special features, list of parts or components, care and cleaning, proper maintenance, power or fuel requirements, variations for use, proper storage, and in some case, available attachments. If you're willing to do it, this week I'm suggesting developing your personal owner-operator's manual. It will take a bit of time, but I promise it will be worth every minute you spend doing it. If nothing else comes of it, you'll have clarified your ideas about yourself. So, to help with the process, this week's beautiful questions are designed to offer some of the basic things to be addressed as you begin. There are 12 of them, but you might want to add some of your own. Similar to the 12 days of Christmas, here's an opportunity to give meaningful gifts to yourself every day. Here are the questions. Question 1. What do you know about who and what you are as a human being? Question 2. What do you know about your primary purpose or function? Question 3. What things are valuable and unique about you? Question 4. What gifts, talents, abilities, resources, etc. are built into you? Question 5. What fuels are best for you and what things are to be avoided? Question 6. How often do you best provide what is good for you? Question 7. How much downtime do you require to function well and how do you deliver it to yourself? Question 8. In what ways do you best function alone? Question 9. In what ways do you best function with others? Question 10. In what ways do you excel, and in what ways do you need assistance or improvement? Question 11. What things or environments are best for you, and which ones are not acceptable? And finally, question 12. What things contribute to your longevity and your enjoyment? It might be interesting to gently stay with the process over the next 12 days, revising and rewriting your own manual until you reach a sense of real clarity about it. When you do, write and tell me. I'll be fascinated to hear what you discover. As I say each week, and now more than ever, my light with your light. Thank you again for joining me in these podcasts as we awaken day by day to being more fully alive. My sincerest hope is for each of us to create more effective possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for this beautiful planet we call home. As always, I'm open to your comments and feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. You'll also find an archive of all previous podcasts, including episodes 3 and 4, guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.